Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves has highlighted two ways to achieve herd immunity for COVID-19. Dr. Gonsalves said it is either through 70% of the population being vaccinated or through 70% of the population contracting COVID-19, which would have serious repercussions for some people. The Prime Minister is appealing to Vincentians to ignore misinformation and get vaccinated for COVID-19.
I just want to essay into continuing to urge people to take the vaccine. We have AstraZeneca and we have the Sputnik. You can take your choice. Please, there are two ways, as I outline all the time, for us to get population immunity, 70% plus of the relevant population, that is to say those over 18. And the two ways are to get this immunity, everybody could get COVID, 70% of the people get COVID, 70-80%. Or 70-80% take the vaccine. Of course, those who get the COVID, if you were to go for what they call, just let the virus rip until you get herd immunity, a lot of people will die. The hospitals would be full, would be overflowing. Young people will get long COVID affecting their heart and their lungs. The best tool in the toolbox right now against COVID is to take the vaccine, and don't bother with the misinformation and the propaganda against the vaccine. Take it. It is good for you, your family, your country. You can't get back to normalcy in this country, and the economy can't get back to normalcy unless you take the vaccine. That's the reality.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 19,876. Of that figure, 5,603 are active and 528 people have died. And First Vice President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners said misinformation and misconstrued facts have played a major role in vaccine hesitancy in Barbados. Internationally, the number of people testing positive for COVID-19 has continued to fall in the UK. The UK recorded 29,173 new cases on Sunday, down from 48,161 logged a week earlier on July 18th. Meanwhile, France's parliament has adopted a controversial law which will introduce COVID passports for entry into bars and restaurants. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.